You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. In a record commutation last November, more than 450 people were released from Oklahoma prisons. While a much-celebrated move publicly, behind the scenes, organizations that help former prisoners scrambled to provide them with much-needed services. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports.
In an average year, the State Department of Mental Health helps around 500 people transition out of prison and back into society. So when that number of prisoners get released in a single day, the department and nonprofits have to make changes.
If you haven't signed in, please be sure to sign in.
Robert Scott works for Hope Community Services and leads a team that helps especially vulnerable people leaving state custody get back on their feet.
As a result of being convicted of a crime, believe it or not, after sentence, in a lot of ways, you're just now getting started.
Scott is sitting at the front of an open room filled with long tables and nearly 30 new trainees. The trainees work for Hope, but not in reentry. They're here to learn how Scott's team helps clients suffering from severe mental illness and addiction find basic necessities and stay on top of rules enforced by courts and probation officers.
Linkage to felon-friendly employers, housing, medical services, all those things.
But Scott's team has a limited bandwidth. At any given time, they're normally helping 30 people at most. More than double that number said they plan to ask for their help after being released in the commutation.
We wanted to prepare our staff for that huge influx of folks who would be coming in.
The mass release is a result of the largest single-day commutation in U.S. history. It was made possible by recent legislation and a voter initiative that reduced penalties for certain drug-related crimes like possession. The class is an example of how nonprofits and state agencies are adapting. Not all of the released prisoners will look for help, but the ones who do could overwhelm small teams like Scott's. So far, 17 former prisoners have come to Hope for help. Scott expects to see more later in the year.
With the holidays, there may be some other things higher on the priority list right now for folks.
Hope is one of more than a dozen organizations the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services partners with to help people living with behavioral health conditions around the state. Nisha Williams with the department says they have employees inside state prisons identifying people who especially need help.
Whenever this influx of individuals became an opportunity for us to serve, we essentially just looked at expanding the services and the opportunities that were already there.
She says the agency asked its employees embedded in the prisons to attend transition fairs held in October and connect prisoners on their way out with community services.
We knew that was a really important resource.
James Smith is a 36-year-old former prisoner released in November.
Before they released us, they had job fairs and they give us info about people that would help us.
Smith says his last two prison releases didn't go as smoothly, but with the new connections, he's hopeful this time around. His release was made possible by legislation co-authored by Republican House Majority Leader John Eccles and Democratic Representative Jason Dunnington. However, that legislation did not address how those people would transition back into society. Eccles says the problem is bigger than one bill.
We have a chicken and an egg problem. You're not going to be able to have services to deal with that great of an influx until you have that great of an influx.
The majority leader says even if more funding for reentry services were freed up immediately, there aren't enough organizations like Hope in the state that money could be spent on.
We're going to need to steadily increase this, but we have a provider shortage, period.
Eccles believes legislators can bring more service providers into the state by steadily increasing funding over time. But right now, he says the shortage isn't a good reason to stop reforms calling for more prison releases.
And if you ever have questions, email me, call me, whatever.
Robert Scott is wrapping up his training at Hope. He feels like they're prepared for the expected rush, but they need all hands on deck. On Friday, a criminal justice task force created by the governor will release its report. Members said earlier this week that it will include recommendations on how to build on the transition job fairs and helping to connect people with resources after their release. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories on criminal justice, healthcare, and education, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.